In September, a team of scientists crawled around the summit of seven volcanoes in the Aleutian Islands. They updated seismic sensors, replaced 8,000 pounds of batteries, and visited one summit that geologists hadn't been to since the 1940s. They also took a lot of samples. University of New Mexico professor Tobias Fischer landed on active volcanoes in the Aleutians to capture gases. Fischer says the samples will help tell the story of deep Earth systems and how they are connected. He says landing on Kiska volcano was a first ever event for geologists.
When we landed with a helicopter and walked over there, the fumaral vent was huge. It was, 5 or 10 meters in diameter, something like that. And it was quite deep, and it made the sound of almost like a jet engine. So it was extremely loud hissing sound that indicates that the gas is, magmatic gas coming up from the magma to the Earth's surface at very, rapid speeds and at high pressures. So it was quite loud. It wouldn't be possible to easily talk standing next to that fumarole.
Is that common when you are at any of the volcanoes that you studied? Do they all make noise, or are some of them sort of silent?
Yeah, they can be silent as well. And Gariloy was quiet. It almost made no sound, right? But it had high temperature, 300 degrees, 350 degrees probably, but very quiet, very calm degassing. And I have worked on gas emissions that are 1,000 degrees hot, and they make no sound, right? And then there are others that are lower temperatures, and they make a huge sound. They're sometimes so powerful that it's very difficult to get close and collect a sample.
You collected gases at these summits. What will the gases that you've collected tell you as you're researching them now?
Well, they are really the first gases that were collected from some of these vents. I don't think anyone has ever sampled Kiska, Gariloy, and Kanaga gases. So what we will find will really shed some light on what are the volatile components doing in the Aleutian arc. So what are the sources of the gases that come out of the volcano.
Tobias, why should people care about this? What is important in understanding where the water is coming from and what the gas composition is?
Well, volcanoes are really the origin of the atmosphere. So what we're breathing today, the composition of the atmosphere, comes from the Earth's interior. And understanding what the volcanic gas compositions are, we can understand the formation of the atmosphere. So that's one kind of basic research part. The other thing is, if you are looking for trying to find geothermal energy, you need to know where to find it, where to look for it, and volcanic gases are really good tracers of heat sources in volcanic systems. So you can make some pretty good guesses on where to drill for geothermal energy.
Tobias Fischer is a geochemist and volcanologist at the University of New Mexico. The research from the expedition will be released over the next year.